Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
I have major food phobias, and I don't know if they started when I was working in the food industry and I saw things that were probably not up to standard, but food can gross me out really, really quick. And maybe that's why I like to cook and eat at home, because I know how my food is being handled and prepared. So Meghan Markle has this new Netflix show. I haven't seen it yet, but from what I read, it's like a lifestyle show. So there's all kinds of things, including her cooking, which when you have a camera crew in your kitchen, you would think everything would be heightened as to, am I doing this right? Is this actually the way that it should be done? And given the fact that it's a Netflix show, you would think that there would be some type of producer to go, that might not be right. Because viewers spotted on one of the episodes, it's a cooking episode, there's raw chicken in her fridge that's just open. It's not in a container. It's not sealed. It's laying there. And the comments about how gross this is have gone viral, with people calling her unhygienic, people calling out the fact that the way that that chicken is stored could give other people salmonella. But it immediately made me think of this one time. My husband and I got invited to our friend's house to have pizza. It was homemade pizza night. And I was like, cool, what could go wrong with pizza? I'll tell you what could go wrong with pizza. First of all, if you're cooking, wash your hands. Second of all, if you're going to cough, don't cough over the pizza. Yes, as our friend's acquaintance was making the pizza, he literally coughed over the pizza. I immediately shot that look, you know, the glare to my husband, like, I'm not eating that. That's disgusting. And he kind of gave me the nod, like, I know, what are we going to get, like, drive through on the way home? And then you feel bad because you, like, don't want to call them out for being gross because they're your friend, but I'm not eating that. That's disgusting. Have you been in this situation where you were invited to somebody's house and while they were preparing the food, they either did something gross or you noticed something and you were like, I'm not eating that food? Give me a call or shoot me a text. 888-431-3764. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one that has like super heightened goggles for this type of thing. Let me know I'm not alone. 888-431-3764. I'm easily grossed out by food, but still, there are some kitchen sins you should never commit. Have you ever been over to someone else's house eating dinner and there was something that just grossed you out? And I think the 951 nailed it here. Said, went to a friend's house for Thanksgiving. I was in the kitchen talking to her. She was finishing up the turkey. I noticed cockroaches on the counter. Needless to say, we did not eat Thanksgiving dinner there. I wouldn't have even stayed. You know what? Suddenly, I don't feel good. Gotta go. Bye. Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this? Where you call from?
I'd rather remain anonymous because my family's going to hear this.
Okay. Let's hear it. What was the thing that grossed you out at, I'm assuming, your family's house?
Well, my mother had Thanksgiving dinner, and it was great. But when we went back for Christmas, the same food was still on the counter, and she was reserving it.
No.
Yes. We did not eat.
Did you tell Mom, though? Like, hey, Mom, might be time to get rid of that.
She said it was okay because she lived in the mountains and it was fairly cold at night.
her house was like a refrigerator?
Not in my eyes, but in her eyes.
Did you host the next year?
Yes, we did.
That was probably smart. 760 Wayne and said, I went to a friend's house for dinner. She had just moved in, so she was excited to host a girl's dinner. She has two cats, and she let them walk on the counter where she was preparing the food. Nope. Hard pass there. I would have came up with a lie so quick. Sorry, ate on my way over. I'm just going to stick to wine. What grossed you out while you were eating at somebody else's house? I want you to weigh in. You can call or text me at 888-431-3764. After today, I don't think I'm eating at anybody's house except for my own. Meghan Markle under fire for her new lifestyle show on Netflix. Viewers noticed in her fridge, raw chicken just sitting there in the open. Colleen in Chino Hills, what grossed you out while you were eating at someone else's house?
Well, sad to say, my father-in-law, bless his heart, used to love to cook for the family, but you always had to watch the expiration date. Because he would have things that were expired by a month or two, and my kids very much learned why I didn't eat at his house.
And that's the worst, too, because your kids have no idea. They're probably calling you out like, Mom, take a bite. Why aren't you eating it?
Yeah. When they got a little older, we had them start looking at the expiration dates, and they realized why.
We eat before we go to Grandpa's house.
Yeah, I did, exactly.
909 says, I don't eat at my brother's house anymore because he keeps his cat litter box in the dining room. So when we're eating, the cat is there doing its business. Dinner and a show, huh? For Taste Test Tuesday, I took you into my kitchen. Hopefully you don't notice anything gross like viewers did when Meghan Markle was doing a cooking portion of her new Netflix show. Viewers saw in their fridge raw chicken just sitting there. And so many people commented just how gross that is. So it started the conversation this morning. What is the grossest thing you saw while you were eating at someone else's house? Brandon in Ontario, what was it for you?
So my cousin made me a couple bean and cheese burritos. After I started eating them, he said, you know who else likes beans? My cat. The cat licked him up.
Ew, the cat had already eaten your food?
He started licking the beans, and then he served me the burrito.
Oh, I would have got sick on the spot.
Brutal.
You have a better stomach than me, Brandon. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Therese, what grossed you out while eating at someone else's house?
I was at my mother-in-law's house. I don't know. It was a couple years ago. And she had shrimp and cocktail sauce out, like in a little bowl, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we were cleaning up. She took the cocktail sauce. People were dipping in this thing and, you know, eating the shrimp. She took the cocktail sauce that wasn't used up and poured it back into the jar to put into the refrigerator.
Oh, no.
And I was horrified. I didn't say anything to her, but I told my husband. He totally called her out. He's like, Mom, that is so disgusting. What are you doing? She's like, it's fine. Oh, my God. That's just gross.
Not to mention, how long was it sitting out, too?
Well, yeah. People are dipping in it and then eating it. And then some people, I don't know if they were double dipping or what, but like, ew.
I'm telling you, homemade meals from now on, if they're germs or my germs, at least I know that. What's the gross thing you saw while eating at someone else's house? You can weigh in now. Call or text me at 888-431-3764. Well, hopefully you've had your breakfast before this, or hopefully you're just eating at home. Meghan Markle actually started this whole conversation of the gross things you've witnessed while eating at someone else's house. She has a new show on Netflix, and viewers noticed in her fridge was raw chicken just sitting there in the open. And man, the comment section went viral of people talking about how gross that is. Diana in Cabazon, what's the gross thing you witnessed at someone else's house?
I was helping someone move, and I was so thirsty, and I was like, give me a drink of your drink. So I took a drink, and I was like, this is flat. She goes, oh, that's from yesterday. So I opened it and looked at it, and there was a giant, one of those giant cockroach-looking water bugs that fly inside of there that I had drank out of.
That's disgusting.
That is the most disgusting thing I've ever had in my mouth my entire life.
Oh, so gross. Okay, Angela from the 909 says, we had an aunt-in-law who gave everyone at a birthday party food poisoning. It was because she made potato salad, but she left it out too long. Needless to say, we were never allowed to eat anything she made after that. Yeah, at that point, I'm sorry, Auntie. You are retired from cooking. And then the 909 says, I was at a friend's house for a barbecue, and the grill started catching flames. So he used his dog's water bowl to put out the flame with the hot dogs on the grill. Yep, just another reason I will be eating at home. And maybe the K-Frog Street Team, proudly presented by Stater Brothers, can help you out to stock your own fridge. So anytime our K-Frog Street Team is out and about, they're going to have your chance to win a $100 Stater Brothers gift card. If you want to find out where they're going to be, just check out kfrog.com.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.